spot for right now.
In the latest Pioneer Agronomy Update, Pioneer sales representative Leah Johnson says soybean aphids are an issue.
Anecdotally, I think the biggest thing that I've found is the guys that went out with the later planting and kept the beans naked and they didn't treat them with anything. Those are the fields we're seeing the biggest populations. The fields that we spent the money up front and put that treatment on with the insecticide, those fields are holding okay, but the populations are growing. It's really on us and growers to be out looking at those fields to prioritize if we got to go out there and do some treatment with insecticide, because the window's not closed yet. We're still at that economic where the beans are still at risk.
And Johnson, who's with Red River Marketing at Elbow Lake, Minnesota, says the corn rootworm also being seen with more corn-on-corn situations.
This is a time to be out looking at your fields. If you see those green northern rootworm beetles flying around, take note of that. Know what fields they're in. We've had a couple situations where they're eating those silks, even though pollination is done, so it's not going to affect this year's yield. But knowing what those populations are to manage them for the future years that you're going to have corn, and making sure you're planting the right traits on those acres, it would be such a detriment if we came in the next 2 weeks and we started seeing some damage from rootworm.
The Pioneer Agronomy Update can be found on the Red River Farm Network YouTube channel, Facebook, and on Twitter.
Dickinson.